And I'll next read a poem called The Elementary School Classroom in a Slum. I just want to see if I can read this edition of it, because I kept on altering it, but I think I can. And this was, again, during the 1930s, at the time of the slump, when there were millions of unemployed, and the BBC, the British Broadcasting Company, had asked me then if I'd do some talks for elementary schools, that is to say schools where there were very poor children. So I went to see some of these schools, and in the atmosphere of social hopelessness and so on then, I wondered whether it was worth teaching children if they were going to grow up into a society which couldn't give them any jobs. And so this is called An Elementary School Classroom in a Slum. Far, far from gusty waves, these children's faces, like rootless weeds, the hair torn round their pallor. The tall girl with her weighed down head, the paper-seeming boy with rat's eyes, the stunted, unlucky heir of twisted bones, reciting his father's gnarled disease, his lesson from his desk. At back of the dim class, one unnoted, sweet and young, his eyes live in a dream of squirrel's game in tree room, other than this. On sour cream walls, donations, Shakespeare's head, cloudless at dawn, civilized dome, riding all cities, a belled, flowery Tyrolese valley, open-handed map awarding the world its world. And yet, for these children, these windows, not this world, our world, where all their futures painted with a fog, a narrow street sealed in with a lead sky, far, far from rivers, capes, and stars of words. Surely Shakespeare's wicked, the map a bad example, with ships and sun and love tempting them to steal for lives that slyly turn in their cramped holes from fog to endless night. On their slag heap, these children wear skins peeped through by bones and spectacles of steel with mended glass like bottle bits on stone. All of their time and space a foggy slum, so blot their maps with slums as big as doom. Unless governor, teacher, inspector, visitor, this map becomes their window, and these windows that shut upon their lives like catacombs break, oh break open, till they break the town and show the children to green fields and make their world run azure on gold sands, and let their tongues run naked into books, the white and green leaves open, history theirs, whose language is the sun